Jenna, is there any place better than Target?
No. So let's talk about Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love now with automatic deals.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
So now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Not me, that is for sure. So get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. I just used the coconut oil and vitamin E shower cream, and I seriously forgot I was in my own bathroom. It smelled like a spa. Plus, it's allergen-free, so it's gentle for your skin, and it worked in as little as 3 minutes, so no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasted days longer than shaving. Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me-time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And that's what you really missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to And That's What You Really Missed podcast, Q&A edition.
Oh yeah, let's get into it. Because we've done a lot of these, so people are having to reach deep. And the questions are getting much more creative and in-depth, and I like it.
There's a lot of them, you guys. You're the best.
Let's start. So, Gleek of the Week Pod said, kind of a messy question. What is one question you're tired of answering?
I get a lot of this. What character would you want to play other than yourself?
Mm. Did you get a lot of muscles from pushing yourself around in a wheelchair? Did you ever move your legs? Was it hard not to move your legs?
Did you?
What was your favorite song you ever sang on Glee?
Yeah, the song too is one.
What's a song if Glee was on today that you wish you could do?
Anything Taylor Swift.
No, but that's the question that okay, I'm tired of.
Oh, that's the question. Oh, I like that one. Because my answer is easy.
Yeah, true.
Okay, I thought that was one of the questions.
Fair.
Okay, this is a good one.
Okay.
Do you think the chaos is what made Glee Glee? Or would the show be better with more prep time? That's a really good question.
It's like the chicken or the egg.
That's right.
Question.
I think it's what it made Glee Glee.
Yeah, I think they're one and the same.
Yeah.
Because it is what it is, and how it was made was how it was made.
Exactly.
So there's no separating it. And I also think through the chaos, yeah, I think maybe you did need some of that chaos because I think it brought us all really close to one another. It made being on set feel a certain way in a good way. And I feel like you feel that chemistry.
You knew? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think Glee should have ended at season 3? Because sometimes I think it should have.
Well, I'll tell you after I see season 4.
Someone also asked, are you dreading watching season four?
No, because I had the best time in season four. That's the thing. This was the start of the Fab Four, which I'm revealing now we call ourselves Fab Four. Becca, Jacob, Kevin, and I, we hung out a lot and we had the best time. We had the best time with everybody, though. Vanessa Lenges, Alex Newell, Melissa Benoist. Like, it was such a good crew. And I remember having such a fun time. It was absolute chaos on the outside. And the storylines were absolutely unhinged. But I had such a good time.
Yeah, the energy of how we felt doing it didn't go away.
Cord, like, Darren, like, everybody. It was, yeah, Heather. It was so good.
It all very much didn't feel any different. I think the show looks different. You know, with the storylines and everything. But I think we all enjoyed it just as much. So I'm excited to see it.
Yes.
Like, and I'm excited to see season five and season six. I don't know how it's going to be. Mm-hmm. But speaking of, someone said, what was season six like? In season six, because we were not in every single episode.
Barely. I think
it's very different.
Barely saw it. Barely,
like, season five was sort of like the end of our normal relationship to the show.
And season six
definitely feels like a,
yeah,
different. I don't know.
Kevin, so ideally, what kind of acting role would you choose next? Movie, musical, wacky sitcom, what?
I would love a sitcom.
Comedy.
Yeah, I would love to do a sitcom.
Same.
That's where I feel at home. I love it.
Same.
Also, put me on a half hour. But I'm like a sci-fi nerd, so I would love to be in some sci-fi thing.
Would you? Really?
Oh my God, are you kidding me? Oh, like, Arrival is like my favorite movie. So you put me in like a talky sci-fi movie? Oh yeah. My God.
Okay. I get it.
That's all I want.
Do you guys ever get secondhand embarrassment while watching the show? Yes. A little bit.
I don't.
Oh, wow.
Because I think it's of the time.
Good for you, Kevin.
Like, it is what it is.
I love that for you.
It's like, we can't do anything about it.
I really love that.
We were just doing our job.
I mean, I was half doing my job sometimes. I think that's when I get embarrassed, is when I was like, oh, she was really phoning it in that day.
Okay, fair. Yes, there were a couple times. Like, and I've talked about it. There's some scenes where I'm like, oh, I really didn't.
She wasn't there. I?
No. But we learn and we're growing. Someone said, not a question, but justice for Tina. She's my queen. Correct. Bless. That is a correct statement.
Bless you. In season four, Rachel and Kirk go to New York. So how often did you see Leah and Chris while filming the season? Not often.
Never.
Not often at all. Which it was sucked. So weird.
That was the bad part about post-season three. Was, yes, we had all these great new people that we were really close with and got along with really, really well.
But our old crew.
Our only way to like hang out and stay in touch with people was at work. And yes. So we just never saw them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because our schedules were opposite. Like, we couldn't hang out ever, even outside of work. Because if they weren't working, we were. And That's if right. we were working, they weren't. So there was no way to have any sort of crossover.
Correct.
Have you ever had any weird Glee related dreams?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Tons.
More,
they still happen.
Of like being on set, not like in character about the characters, much more like being on set and doing something. What about you?
Oh yeah, never in character.
Yeah, no, not in character.
Someone said, think that season three was too crowded, too many characters, plots.
It gets even crazier.
Yeah, I think it's actually, for as crazy as Glee gets, I don't think it grows. I think you feel sort of growing pains sometimes in season two, where they introduce, you know, we have like, and even at the back half of season one, where we introduce some of the bigger episodes, and those feel a little crazy. But I think we've maintained this level of characters and plot and storyline. So I feel like it works here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, totally. Totally.
Did you ever make out with anyone from the cast, not on screen, and who?
Kevin,
Jenna.
It's platonic, though. Really.
Yeah, yeah.
Friend kisses.
Like I make out with all my friends. Yeah. That's just...
Kevin does. I don't make out with all my friends, but I make out with a lot of my friends.
I was thinking about that the other day. Dude, we just used to do that all the time.
We did. We were just so close. It didn't mean anything because we were just so close. Like, we may as well have been, like, literally one body. Like, it didn't matter. Yeah. It really, truly, there was, like, I didn't see anything wrong with it. We knew how the media would take it, but, like, we didn't see, like, there was nothing.
I had a flashback to... Two of the sound crew, Patrick and Mitchell, would throw this party every year, and it was so good. Like a house party, rager. They would have a food truck out in the valley somewhere.
Yeah.
And they'd have karaoke. And I just have flashbacks of, like, I would be making out with everybody. Just whoever was around.
For real?
Oh, yeah. Like friends.
Funny.
That I would have come in. Like, funny. I was thinking of Jenny. Like, we were, that's what we were like. We were just live, laugh, loving.
Did any of you ever throw up during rehearsals? Okay, so Amber did. And then also, all of us did during Hello, Goodbye. We all had a stomach bug. And people that were just violent. Running off the sides of the stage in the middle of numbers to throw up. I'll never forget it. It was like big trash cans, big garbage bags, like industrial size, and people would just be like,
"No,
retching."
No. It was so bad. You could literally see.
Okay, moving on.
Like this imaginary cloud of plague spreading out across. Like people were just getting got.
Well, if one person got sick, you're like, "Oh, grace damn it." That
I was lower physically because I was sitting. That I was not in the same atmosphere as the rest of you, and I would like wheel myself to the side of the stage to get away from all of you sick people.
You were the one who would most likely get sick. That's why.
Favorite Glee filming locations. This is fun. Anything other than the auditorium and the choir room, really? Like Fagin's office, Jane's office.
Yes.
Oh, Emma's office. Those are really fun.
Yes.
I did twice.
I don't think I ever shot in Jane's office.
So much fun. I think you ended up in Fagin's office a lot.
Fun, though. I liked Fagin's office. I also hung out in Fagin's. Yeah. And then I would also hang out in Fagin's office a lot and sleep on his couch. Like in between scenes.
I liked being in the auditorium, actually.
Yeah, I didn't mind the auditorium as much. But the choir room was definitely the pressure.
I think we spent so much time in there and it was so hot under those lights. The auditorium stage was freezing.
Mm-hmm.
And always cold. But there was so much room to spread out. You could always go sit cold. In those seats in the always. Audience and just have your quiet time. It was really nice. I really liked it. Someone said, "Did you think the show was ending after season 3, I think we knew it wasn't. So it feels like it, though. Watching it, it does feel like it could come to a natural conclusion.
No, we knew it wasn't.
What's your favorite scene from the season? I think tongue-tied, to be honest.
I'm also thinking about Hold On to 16. I'm like thinking of scenes from that one.
Maybe it's just because we just watched it. But yeah, you're right. There were some beautiful Britannia things earlier in the season.
No, Tongue Tie was really good too.
Oh, there's a couple Kurt and Bert scenes too that break my heart.
Oh, so good.
Why did Glee not have an emo episode titled Gleemo?
Oh.
We should have.
I love that.
We absolutely should have.
Oh, I wish we'd have done that.
Yeah. Why have we? Yeah.
That's like Tina's dream.
Exactly.
She would have had that whole episode. Oh, but she wouldn't have. That's the ironic part.
I think it was something like emo would not enter Ryan's mind.
Yes.
That's so far removed from Ryan.
Okay, there's a big one that has a response. It's a full page. It looks like a story on Instagram. It says, "I've been waiting for this moment. During Nationals, Tina and Quinn perform with the Trouble Tones, right? Mm-hmm. So why didn't some of the extra Trouble Tones fill in during Paradise by the Dashboard Light? I know it's a show, but imagine seeing a school performing their last number and wondering why some of the boys didn't have partners when a whole bunch of girls just performed. They're all from the same school. That has always bugged me.
I agree. I also felt weird, like, watching Edge of Glory. It's like, we never address these people. They just show up. And, like, glee clubs don't just have, like, extra people in there to dance. Everybody has to sing. And if they were singing, why aren't we talking about them? And, like, it was always such a struggle to, like, get to and fro competitions. But yet we're paying for all these unnamed characters to show up for the Trouble Tones.
It's true.
And then you don't put them in all the numbers.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Agreed. No, agreed. I'm with you.
Someone said should they have made Artie gay. I mean, personally, that would have been very fun. I would have enjoyed that. But, I mean, not every character on Glee can be gay.
That's right. We couldn't have that.
But
we could.
We could have. I would have liked that.
We should.
Or maybe just an experimental phase, you know? Someone said, are you scared to watch season 4? Because I would be. Yes.
I don't know. I guess so. Now that everybody's like making me rethink this, like my experience was good, but like the storylines are crazy. I also wonder if like the new class, it's like watching Saved by the Bell with the new class. Like it's hard to attach. Like it takes a second to like warm up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't know if we'll be able to separate that because I think we'll inherently be biased.
Right.
Because we knew everything. We had just personal relationships with these people.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, how was the Elton John party with Chris and Amber? Was it the most fun ever? It was very fun. It's been 2 years in a row now that unplanned, we've all shown up at the same thing.
Did you guys just hang out together?
The first people I saw when I walked in were Will and Chris. And
love.
Then Chris is like, I told this bartender that when Amber gets here, we're all going to take a shot with him. I was like, Amber's coming again? And he's like, yeah. So then I found Amber like an hour later. And then she and Chris couldn't find each other. And I kept running into both of them separately. So then I spent like 45 minutes running around this party trying to put us all together. And I finally like did.
Herding cats.
Yeah, it was
herding
a mess.
Cats, you did it.
It is such, one, it's an incredible event. Elton John does mm-hmm. every year. It raises mm-hmm. tons of money for his AIDS Foundation. It raised $11 million this year.
Holy
yeah,
crap.
So they have a whole viewing party that Chris has gone to every mm-hmm. single year.
Yes.
And you pay for seats and that all goes to the charity mm-hmm. and they have this big auction.
It's so
and
fun.
And then there's an after party and you just see everyone. Like I saw Sophia Bush and I saw Bobby from Queer Eye.
Yes.
I've never met in person before. We're like internet friends.
Oh, wow.
But it's just good, good, like Jules Huff.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I got to meet Shangela and Sasha Colby.
Shut up.
And I lost my mind because I walked past Sasha Colby and she's like, hey. I'm like, hi.
Oh my
God. It's so good to see you.
No,
just
stop.
Like so nice and normal. And like she's the Beyonce of drag queens. She's drag queen's favorite drag queen, right?
Yes.
And she's so beautiful and sweet, like radiating like this positive energy. And I think she thinks she's met me before.
Well,
but we have not met.
Hey, and take it.
And I run into her several times throughout the night and we just sit and chat. And she's so nice.
I'm so jealous.
And then I see Shangela and we walk towards each other. And she goes, Kevin.
No.
And I...
She knew your name.
Lost it, Jenna. Yes. I go, how do you know my name?
But
anyway, it's a great
it.
Party. I was very drunk. We were all... Chris and Amber are on a different level.
Take it down.
I cannot keep up with them. Because Amber gets there and she just starts ordering shots.
Oh my God, no, I can't do shots anymore. I would die.
And they were handing out these mini bottles of Don Julio.
Oh, we love that.
And so then we just like took a bunch of them. And we were
monsters.
Amber got, then we went to a gay club. And Amber got us into the gay club.
Of course she did.
And I was like, I gotta go.
Oh
I
my God.
Get out of here.
I can't hang like that anymore.
Jenna, next year.
No, I can't hang like that. I actually would be on the floor by 9 o'clock.
It would be really special, Jenna.
Okay, fine. I'll go for you guys.
We can all be there together.
No shots for me.
That's fine. But it's, you know, like, it takes a lot to convince me to go out to a party and like one that is seeming like, oh, you need to show me
some things
like that.
No, it's a good one. It's a good one.
It's a great one. It's a friendly one. And it's all of our like real friends. Yes. Like all these people that you like and it's for a great cause.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of parties in LA you go to and there's a lot of terrible people.
This like is gross. All good people.
And I only encountered that once at this party and that's saying something.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a question. When Kitty is introduced next season, please, can we bring Becca on? Of course we will.
Absolutely.
Are you kidding?
She has no choice.
No choice.
We will force
all
her.
All of them. All of them.
How is it being friends with Chris Colfer? Wonderful. He's great. He's so talented.
Someone wrote in caps, are you sure you really want to watch season 5?
You guys, this is the opposite of what happened last year.
I'm scared.
Everyone was saying season 3 is the best and we were so excited. Now everyone's warning us about 4 and 5.
Okay, wait.
I mean, we already know.
We already know. Right? We already know. But I don't think I knew this, the extent to which this is. Okay, there's another one. This is a positive one. Remember when Anne Hathaway was supposed to be Kurt's aunt? What happened there?
I wonder how real that was.
Yeah, because, you know, Ryan, you know, he says stuff and then the press takes it and it runs with it. And I wonder either. I would love. Yeah.
Someone asked, why did Ryan Murphy hate Diana?
Oh, my God.
And why did he make it so obvious in her storylines? I don't think he hated Diana.
No, he didn't hate Diana.
No.
He didn't hate
Diana. Not to speak for anyone, but my impression was that there was no hatred there.
Yeah, no.
Right?
No, totally.
I think Quinn really just got it from all sides there, didn't she?
She had a rough go. She had a rough go.
If Glee cast headlined Coachella, what would be on the set list? I mean, I really think our tour setup was a really good structure. I think opening with Don't Stop Believin' is really great.
Solid. But I then think like ending, adding some season 3 in. Like we need some season 3.
And it's Coachella, so I think you also have to like know your audience.
Right. We got to like pump up the crowd. We got to like I guess we got to do what's the Darren song? Not gonna tell my teacher how to dance with you. Is that it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He also would have to do Summer Only We Know.
Totally.
And cough syrup.
And we could do Love Song. We could do there's a lot of season 3. Maybe that's another episode. We'd have to open with Don't Stop. We'd have to close with Somebody to Love. I think the tour really did it.
Yeah.
I think that's our Coachella.
Jenna, let's talk about one of our favorite places. Target. This is where like Austin and I go on dates. We will run through the aisles of Target. I love the book selection. Seriously, this is our favorite place to go together. We go all the time. And specifically, Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals.
Exactly. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
Now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What do you think you'd think of the show if you watched it in high school? I would have loved this show. I would have loved this show. Well, what about you, Kevin? I feel like you would have liked it for the music aspect of it.
I don't know. I was always such a critical bitch that I think I would have overly analyzed it in a way that's not right. I think I really would have loved Kurt and Blaine. Because I was always so desperate for like any gay teen storylines. I think I really would have loved that. And I really would have loved Santana and Brittany.
Oh, yeah.
I think if I could get over myself, I would have really liked it.
Maybe here's one of my guesses for you. You may not have watched it while it was at its peak, but you would have watched it after.
Probably.
I tend to do now, if I'm not like super into it, if it's not like obvious that I would love this show, I'll like let the hype wind down and then go back and revisit it.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. What part of the filming process did you like the least?
The waiting around.
Yeah. Or, actual filming was great. Recording was great. Dance rehearsal was great. Yeah. The actual work of it was great. It was sort of the
slower parts of it that were like, you get there and you don't work for 4 hours. You're like, but then we got to hang out, which was kind of fun when it was like everybody. If it was just you and somebody else in a scene and you're like waiting for the scene before to get done and you're like, why am I here? I could be doing 1,000 other things. There's like, that's kind of the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
What was your first on-screen kiss like? It was with Kevin and it was awesome.
Thank God it was with one another.
I know. It would have been so weird.
That was also my first on-screen kiss.
I think it was mine too. Oh my God, we were virgins.
We were. But like, I was so thankful because you grow up seeing interviews with actors being like how awkward intimate scenes are.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we've already been kissing. So I mean,
especially like for Disney kids too, where like their first kiss was their real first kiss. Like their first on-screen kiss. Ugh, that just like...
And we were in our 20s. Like it was fine.
Yeah, thank God.
It was not a real first kiss.
Okay. Well, that is our Q&A for season 3. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for writing in all your awesome questions. There's so many that we didn't get to, and hopefully we'll get them next time. I'm so sorry if we didn't get to yours. Thank you for writing in. We love you guys.
Thanks for spending the time. These are great and thoughtful questions. I've already saved a couple because they're Jenna related, and I'm going to grill her next time. So thanks for coming. That's what you really missed.
Thanks for listening, and follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Miss Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time.
Jenna, Is there any place better than Target?
No. So let's talk about Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love now with automatic deals.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
So now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.